You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Today, I'm going to pass along to you a wonderful piece of gossip that is different.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, our Father in heaven, lift up our hearts with the good news about your Son, from your Son, in your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us heart to live again with faith in your Son and with love toward one another. Help us to overcome disappointment and despair and to rejoice in your love and care. Set our hearts upon the life you give to all who trust in the good news of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. People are bombarded all day long these days with news. What makes news? What is news? It is a deep secret of journalism that most news is the extraordinary, not the ordinary. Or it is the ordinary in a situation which is extraordinary. The news that you hear is usually not of peace and quiet, but of conflict and controversy. If boys and girls behave themselves and stay out of trouble, they are not going to get into the news. Their parents will not make headlines. When boys and girls and men and women make nuisances of themselves, become menaces to society, and disturb the lives of others, they make the news. People who burglarize, steal, rob, mug, and murder are practically guaranteed a place in the news. You hear about them in the newspapers and on radio and television. Most of the news, therefore, is bad news. It is bad news in local communities, bad news on the national level, and bad news on the international level. When the news is good, reporters have been known to go to great lengths in order to dig up some little aspect of it which will sound bad and create interest. No news is good news. May be all right for other people, but it is not all right for the city desk at a daily newspaper. The city editor of a newspaper was heard to remark one day to the editor-in-chief, "I'm almost ashamed to tell you that I don't know what to give you for the front page today." There was no rotten scandal that day, no big fire set by an arsonist, no automobiles stolen, and no trains robbed. The editor-in-chief comforted the city editor by saying, "Don't worry, we still have some time left. I have great faith in human nature." Try to imagine an announcer suddenly breaking into a TV or radio news program with the statement, "We are interrupting our regular schedule to bring you this special bulletin. Something really nice happened today, and we thought you would like to know about it." If you ever did hear such an announcement, you would probably suspect immediately that it was a clever way of slipping in a commercial, or someone else at the station had just flipped his lid. Let's face it, human beings are interested in the abnormal and the unusual, in bad news rather than good news, especially when the bad news does not involve them, their family, or their friends. Why are we like that? Because misery loves company? Or is it that we like to see other people hurting? We all have our problems, people get some comfort from the fact that others have their problems too, in some cases much worse than ours. But the bad never lifts up the spirit, never encourages anybody. It depresses rather than inspires. Gossip thrives on bad news. Today I'm going to pass along to you a wonderful piece of gossip that thrives on good news. Someone has called it gossiping the gospel. It's at least as exciting as any piece of gossip that you ever heard in your whole lifetime. It's good news, which is the meaning of the word gospel. It's the good news of God, as St. Paul called it, right at the beginning of his letter to the Romans. I, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his son. Here's a story that's worth telling and worth hearing. It's exciting, unusual, and inspiring, though it is somewhat brutal. It's about a real person, and it is for real people. It comes right from the arena where the game of life is being played, often so senselessly and so unintelligently by so many people. There is good news today, as Hans Kaltenborn used to say on his newscast. It comes from God. It is about God, how he feels and what he does. It is the gospel of God, promised a long time ago through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, and now come true in the gospel, the good news concerning his son. This gospel was first broadcast about 20 centuries ago, without radio or television, or even without newspapers in the modern sense. The good news spread far and wide. It is for people, you see, people as they are, real people, many of them without any real reason for living, and others with a real feeling deep down inside that they are dying. That good news captured the minds and hearts of people, as really good news can do. Bad news holds their interest for a moment, but good news, really good news, gets hold of the minds and hearts of people. It gives them a new reason for living. It makes them new again. It explains why this world is still celebrating Christmas at the end of 1978. One night, some shepherds were watching over their flocks, as shepherds do. It was not the kind of scene that is likely to make the news. They were startled when an angel appeared and gave them the most unusual and most surprising birth announcement in history. Those tough characters, whose business was defense of those sheep, were frightened. The angel told those shepherds, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people of all cultures and all times, people of all races and of all tongues, no matter where they may live. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The words are very simple. Everybody can understand them. The angel told them with authority as a messenger from heaven. The shepherds were impressed and went to Bethlehem to see what had happened. In other words, the whole thing was told as the good news that it is, and it was received as the good news that it is. It was not told wistfully, as it will be again, probably, this Christmas, by a lot of people who tell the story somewhat tongue-in-cheek, as if they wish it were true. It was not received as something that is intended for children only, who are ready to believe anything. It was good news for real people. It was authoritative, and it lasted. It lasts to this day. That Jesus, the Messiah, born at Bethlehem, lived, died, and rose again from the dead. He appointed apostles to go out and tell the story. The apostolic mission is still going on today all over the world. Wherever the apostolic mission is going on today, somebody is telling the good news of Jesus Christ, as St. Paul did. I, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his son. Well, what is the good news? Renewal of the Shepherd's Union contract with better pension benefits? A new chariot, maybe? Lower prices? Housing and health? Even if the Savior of the world could guarantee all of that, there would always be frustrations at work. Somebody would find something bad in the whole business. There would always be discontent, mechanical failures, economic problems, disease, and death. And that's bad news. Bad news is in our bones, so to speak. There's pain everywhere, including that pain in the neck, on the faces of hungry children, or from the Christmas bill in February. There is pain in nervous breakdowns and pain over that corpse in the coffin. Pain is bad news. There is pain in the world's resources being depleted and in the pollution that can be seen in nature and in the city alike. There is pain in the wasteful ways of the world, in the starvation of the world, in the political oppression that is evident in the world, in the savagery of civilized people. Pain is bad news. There's pain in gluttony and in alcoholic addiction. There is pain in the manipulation of others and in the stubborn and unforgiving attitudes of people. People cry out who suffer pain, disappointment, and bereavement. That's bad news. What is good news, anyway? Is it the X-ray that came out negative? Just wait a while. You will become ill some other way. Is it the new job, better pay, or better working conditions? You may be among those who will be unemployed tomorrow. Is it a cure for cancer? When cancer is licked, as I hope and pray it will be, I know, and you know too, that there will be something else to take its place. This is a world of bad news, and of the illusions which make it even worse. We don't even know what bad news is until we have taken a good look at ourselves. When we say that no news is good news, whom are we kidding? Is it that good news is the absence of bad news? Anybody who imagines that everything is going to be okay if the money is there and health is there and pleasure is there is being set up for a fall. There's plenty of bad news in the Bible about that. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. That works for the proud, the arrogant, and the self-sufficient. And it is bad news. Is it good news that you appear to be better than somebody else? A better Christian, maybe. Less of a hypocrite, possibly. Good in your own way, and maybe good enough. The biggest waste of energy in the world today is the effort of people to save themselves, to prove themselves, to justify themselves, to run away from themselves, and to be something other than themselves. That's bad news. The angel did not say that there's not going to be bad news. To a world of bad news, he brought good news. He's both the prophet and the apostle. He is the teacher and the preacher. He sums up the past and he illumines the future. Don't be afraid, he says. There's good news for all people. This is the Christ, the Messiah. Christ, the Lord, has been born. Paul knew what bad news was, and he also knew what good news is. He preached the gospel, he kept saying to people. And that means good news. He preached the gospel of God, and that's good news. The gospel of God is the gospel concerning his Son. And that's good news. When the promises of God come true, that's good news. Other promises do not, but the promises of God come true. Jesus told good news to his neighbors at Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Do you think they believed him? They did not. Do people believe good news today? They do not. Why not? Simply because they think it's too good to be true. Or maybe they just can't accept the fact that there's any good news in this world of bad news. The good news is in Christ Jesus. Some may like bad news better, but the good news is in Jesus Christ. It's there for all to see. Jesus Christ was born, and he lived, and he died without ever having gone more than 100 miles from his birthplace. He didn't have to go any further. He gave his life for the life of the world. He died for the sins of the world. He took the whole thing right into his own heart. He atoned for everything, and in him there is life. That's the statement of God himself, who raised his son from the dead and declared him to be the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. That's the good news of God in the good news concerning his son. The life story of Jesus Christ is good news. The death story of Jesus Christ is good news. The resurrection story of Jesus Christ is good news. It's life all the way. It is real life, as life was meant to be lived, full of forgiveness from God and full of forgiveness in the lives of people toward one another. It is full of love from God and it's full of love for people toward one another. It is full of joy from God, and it's full of joy, warming the lives of other people. It's for real, or it is nothing at all. What's the use of celebrating Christmas if it's not good news for you? Get hold of the good news, my friend, as people have always got hold of it, by faith in Jesus Christ, that he is what he claimed to be, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and that Jesus Christ is alive and well with life in his hand, for you, in the face of suffering, sickness, and death, there always is and there always will be the resurrection. That's in Jesus Christ. He rose from the dead, and that's good news. In the global order and disintegration, there is the power of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus Christ sent into the world. That's good news. In the midst of your own guilt and loneliness, there's always forgiveness of your sins by the power of God in Jesus Christ. That's good news. In the midst of wasted lives or dashed relationships and utter faithlessness, there is and always will be redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's good news. By good news, the gospel concerning his son, God himself calls you today to the good life. It's really good. It's good from the inside out. It's good for hearts, and it's good for hands. It's good for ears, and it's good for eyes. He sends good news to people in his son. I bring you good news today, as the apostles did, in the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the good news concerning his son. All of you who have eyes to see and ears to hear, break the grip of bad news on your lives. Free yourselves from the illusion of false news. Be saved by the power of God through his good news, the good news about his son, from his son, and in his son, Jesus Christ. God loves you. Set sail on the high seas, for God loves you. Forget the frown and smile a while. God loves you. Rejoice and be glad. God loves you. It's good news from God himself. And it is in his son, the gospel of God, which is the gospel concerning his son. He that has eyes to see, let him see the Son of God and the Savior of the world. He that has ears to hear, let him hear the good news. Amen.